The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Friday morning. Some of you deem it as TGIF, and you can put your own acronym to use there. Or, in the alternative, we call it Feel Good Friday here at the Power Mall and the Power Hour. Power Mall opens in 59 minutes, and that's how we make our living. That's how we pay for the program. So we appreciate you shopping here. 20% off all of my books this week, as well as 10% off of North American Urban Spice products, Silver Botanical products, which includes all the natural roll-on and spray deodorants. Yeah, you don't want to run out of that stuff. That stuff's really good. Now, I've actually used it and then forgot about it for a day or two, and it was still working. 10% off Topperson, 16-ounce, 1-pound pump bottle. It's a natural odorless pain relief cream that a lot of you love. You can order that as well. We want to let you know about what's coming up this Monday. Joseph Meyer, remember him? The rather soft-spoken economist that's got a handle on what's going on here, he's going to come on and join us on the show to talk about how the auto worker strike is going to have a profound effect on the U.S. economy and the consumer. Well, I've already spilled the beans on part of it, but he's going to get to the rest of it. And you're going to want to know, seriously, the days of the car payments, yeah, may come to a head. Because this strike is going to jack the prices up of vehicles like nobody's business. And then they got to compete with electric vehicles because this administration wants China involved. Well, they're paid to do that, right? You have a Congress that looks the other way, except for the fact that the president took money. So they said, we'll talk about that here in the show. We have newsletters. Those of you getting the email blast, obviously you're not afraid to go to thepowermall.com or thepowerhour.com, especially thepowerhour.com, and click the newsletter tab. And so every day, we just make it a faithful, concerted effort to shoot over the newsletter to you so you can read these stories in depth for yourself and analyze for yourself. Thepowerhour.com also has a forum wherein you click on the community tab once you get to the homepage, and you can share your thoughts with other listeners. And if you have a prayer request, yeah, we do that. And you want everybody to help lift it up because two or more people agree in his name and it's added unto him. So you go to the community tab and there's a prayer request link. And you can actually input that and we'll make sure it gets reviewed. Trust me, there's a lot of people out there like Homer who just went through some serious cancer surgery. Apparently they got all the tumor. He is recuperating. And we thank you, Father, for his deliverance. And a lot of people are saying amen to that because, I mean, he had cancer of the bladder and apparently they didn't take the bladder out. Thank God for that because you know what the consequences of that would be. So, Father, we just appreciate the fact that you are there and your guiding hand of deliverance and healing is upon him today, as well as all of those who are afflicted. Now, I don't know why I was inspired to add that in there, but I just was because there are people out there that have a lot of afflictions that they don't have internet. They don't have capability to get online and do prayer requests. And so I'm praying for all of you, too, that you just have a wonderful weekend and that whatever it is that's affecting you, you get over it. We just found out some of our relatives got COVID again. And, of course, we asked them, did you take the jab? And, yeah, they did. Okay. It's like, all right, well, what do we do? Yeah, you know, it's a little late for that. Pray to God that, you know, you get through this because see, when the relatives were contacted. It was like, that's how they sounded. Yeah, they were pretty stuffed up. This is a respiratory virus, folks. And the jab is the bioweapon. And so people have been getting it, have been getting COVID on a regular basis. And, you know, it's really funny how they sit around and they do all these things except what is needed, according to the frontline doctors. They don't believe the frontline doctors. So they're going to live with their decision because they made government their number one instead of God. And you see that, I'm sorry, all this is going to pan out. Don't worry. The truth is going to come out and all these people's, the scales will fall off their eyes and they will see what's going on here. And just, you know, there won't be weeping and gnashing of teeth. We're way past that point. And I'm not going to talk about October 4th until October 4th, because see, we have a few hours before the EBS test that we're going to try to get some momentum here and try to figure out what's going on. I'm going to talk to some, see if I can get some local radio station folk on the air with us to talk about how they think this EBS test is going to go. Government, the radio stations have to carry it. Now, if they're sending all this high frequency garbage through, or low frequency garbage, whatever the frequency, what's your frequency, Kenneth? Yeah, whatever they're sending through, the radio stations have to hear it as well. Now, how do you think they feel? All these board ops and everybody else that are sitting there running the radio station, unless it's automated, have to sit there and go, oh my God, what am I going to do if this thing really is true? We don't know that it is. It could be fear-mongering again. We don't know. I told you with AI, you just don't know what to expect. You're not going to know what the truth is or what's not. All you have is based on past history. That's it. So, you know, one of the things that keeps us on the air as well as your donations, you can click the support us tab. If you have internet, you go to thepowerhour.com. If you don't have internet, you can snail mail a check to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or call Jay directly at 877-817-9829 when the Power Mall opens and make a donation. Now, if you're using a credit card and all of a sudden you get a pop-up on your bill that says you're made a donation to the Power Mall, understand a lot of people have been, what is this? You know, the Power Mall is what funds the Power Hour. So rest assured your donation is going to fund the show. Author Chris Skates, slated to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. He went to DC to help save the Republic and God turned him into a walking medical miracle instead. He has a book out called Moonshine Over Georgia, a novel based on actual events. We're going to be talking to him in the next hour about that, how lucky he is. Now, understand that Skates was an energy advisor to Trump and a speechwriter for Governor Bevins in Kentucky. He did some speechwriting for the Trump team, but that wasn't his official position. Would rather not be, you know, referred to that as a speechwriter. So that's okay. He is a former chemist as well. This is going to be a really cool interview. I'm looking forward to it. Now we're going to get on at 8 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, where we are. A New York judge appears to be trying to take out the entire New York Trump business empire. The appeals court is not going to delay the Donald Trump civil fraud trial. They, believe me, his attorneys aggressively went into the appeals court yesterday trying to get an emergency hearing, and the appeals court said, nope, the October 2nd civil fraud trial is going to happen. Yeah, this after, of course, the former President Trump accused the trial judge of wrongly refusing to throw out most of the case. Statute of limitations, I believe, was the issue. The five-judge panel of the appellate division, this is a mid-level appeals court in Manhattan, denied Trump's motion to postpone it. It also lifted a September 14th order by Justice David Friedman to put the trial on hold while it considered Trump's motion. Friedman, of course, was part of yesterday's panel that told Trump's attorneys the case is going forward. The trial will happen October 2. Now, they're going to try, and I really wish that would be just, it's not just desserts for Trump. You see, here's the attack. They're trying to weaken him by taking his money away. They're trying to bankrupt him. Well, he's already done that. He's the master of it. Understand something else, too. The value of property is skyrocketing, if you haven't noticed. And you can imagine Mar-a-Lago is probably worth more than $20 million. So despite what Letitia James and everybody else is trying to get him, the problem is that, you know, all of this real estate that Trump owns and his sons, if they're going to order those things to be liquidated, put into a receivership or whatever the case may be, Trump may turn around and file bankruptcy again and this time actually go through. I would, if I were him, I would get out of New York. It's called Escape from New York, just like the movie. You know, get the hell out of Dodge, man. If these people are mistreating you, it's time to, you know. And then when you get reelected, then you can exact revenge on all those people politically in however way you want to do it, Donald. I'm not going to call you Donald Duck. Not like Chris Christie did in the debate. That was an insult, and it just totally trashed Christie's reputation. The man is a loser. If he was that good, he'd still be governor of New Jersey, and he's not. Phil Murphy is. So you got to understand, you know, Chris Christie's got some skeletons in his closet, too. None of those seven, as a matter of fact. I'll talk about that in a minute. Top five story number two, the House has advanced Ukraine aid. That's what we need. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, and this U.S. government isn't going anywhere. Yep. The House advanced legislation yesterday providing an additional $300 million of our tax dollars in aid to Ukraine after GOP leaders stripped the funding from a defense spending bill amid opposition from Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, check this out. The vote was 217 to 211 to adopt the rule. That's almost party line, folks, which governs debate on legislation for the five-page bill, kicking off debate in the chamber. The legislation would appropriate $300 million for fiscal 2024. Oh, so they're giving our money away in advance. Top story number three, they've aerosolized the mRNA vaccine. You'll get jabbed without informed consent. Well, it won't be jabbed. It'll be sniffed. You'll inhale it. Delivers right to the lungs, right where it's going to get you. The AirVax is what it's called, developed by researchers at Yale University. Old Libtard College up there. Yep, Hillary knows all about that. She went there. But this is an airborne method for delivering this mRNA vaccine right to your lungs. They did it on mice. Scientists created polymer nanoparticles to encapsulate mRNA, making it inhalable. You know, there's droplets. Yeah. Researchers say this new method of delivery could radically change the way people are vaccinated, making it easier to vaccinate people in remote areas or those who are afraid of needles. Remote areas, huh? Oh, what kind of remote areas? Yeah. Are we talking about the backwoods? Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. How's that work? All these people, it's bad enough they hate revenuers. Now you're going to show up here and say, we need to, everybody's been mandated to take this. Here, sniff this. Yeah. And then they stick the loaded AR-15 in their face and go, here, sniff this. I can see how that's going to go down. All right. It's just wishful thinking. It's all right. Don't worry. You know, I told you that you come with a jab, leave with a bullet. I told you that. No way they're sticking that in me. You may agree with what I just said. You may not. You may want to call the show and go, Dave, that's a joke, right? 844-769-2944 in your lungs. Wow. It's bad enough. That's where the virus goes. Now they want to put the mRNA vaccine, and it doesn't matter. Could be the flu shot. Now that they've actually got the components to aerosolize it, that means, here, bring little Johnny in here before he goes to school. We've got like a 20 vaccine dose all in one sniff. You don't even have to scratch it. It's not even scratch and sniff. Wow. Yep. And see, they don't tell you what's in it. But, you know, now we're going to become guinea pigs for this covert bioweapon experimental process. Now we move back on to that debate situation. That's story number four. The Trump said he's not going to attend any future GOP presidential debates, according to his campaign. Chris LaCivita, that's his senior advisor. He's not going to attend the debates, plural. That's his position, until it's not, according to what former President Trump said. A lot of people still think Trump is president, but he's just been booted out of the equation, and they're trying to hide it with a de facto government. There's a lot of people out there that buy into that. I get it. It's one big argument with the mainstream media. It's one big argument with your next door neighbor who's Democrat. This is crazy. It's just not worth the time. Like my dad used to tell my mom, save your breath. I was getting a lecture. You can imagine. And by the way, the whole world wasn't watching. Remember that? The 1968 Democratic National Convention, when they're all outside screaming and they recorded it for Chicago Transit Authority's album and they're all screaming, the whole world is watching. The whole world is watching. You remember that? Well, the whole world wasn't watching the debate. As fact, viewership dropped by more than 25% compared to the first debate. Wow. Yeah. The first debate had the monkey and the sidekick. I heard talk show hosts actually stumble over who the moderators were. I was dialing across the channels, listening to what the talk show hosts were having to say about this. And one of them, who's a national talk show host, sat there and kept referring to the moderator of this as Brett Baer and Dana Perino. It wasn't Brett Baer. It was Stuart Varney. Come on. These people are confused. This is mainstream media. Oh, gosh, tripping over themselves and nobody's paying attention. Why? Because they don't want to. You know, Trump has already said, oh, you know what these people look like? They're all vying for a position as my VP running mate, and ain't going to happen. No, he's heard enough. Not one of these seven is ever going to get appointed to a position in the cabinet or position as vice presidential running mate. None of them. And, of course, the talk with Dr. Naomi Wolf is the possibility that RFK Jr. would be a good running mate. there would be a little head knocking going on in the administration, I'm sure. We'd have to have some real serious confrontation about what's true and what's not. But you see, the fact of the matter is RFK Jr., he made the news again, too. And I'm going to tell you what that is here in a minute. In world news at 17 after the hour, suicide blast in Pakistan kills at least 52 people and injured 50 others. Injured more than 50. This is today. It just happened at a religious gathering to mark the birthday of Prophet Muhammad in a restive province bordering Afghanistan. No group is claiming responsibility. The bomber detonated himself near the vehicle of the deputy superintendent of police. According to Reuters, Chinese hackers stole 60,000 emails from our U.S. State Department officials, focusing on Indo-Pacific diplomatic efforts as Winken, Blinken, and Nod was readying for his high-profile trip to China. 60,000 emails. Huh. Cyber campaign focused on Microsoft uncovered in July, and now we're just hearing about it? Senate staff was briefed on the matter yesterday, and we're just now hearing about it. Well, that's keeping your country in the loop, isn't it? You see how much these people care when they're doing nefarious things under the table? Stuff doesn't get out until months later. It's the way our government functions. What else happened with that breach? They said, according to State Department's Chief Information Officer, Kelly Fletcher, that fewer than 10 Social Security numbers were also in hackers' reach. Oh, which 10? Yeah, which 10 in the State Department are they going to hack into and see what their bank accounts look like? I mean, once you got their Social Security number, and mind you, it's not yours. I always love when people ask me, what's your Social Security number? Which? What Social Security number? Well, don't you have a Social Security number? Well, I didn't make it up. Oh, you mean the one the government assigned you when it opened your account and you entered into an Article I administrative contract with the government? That Social Security number. Oh, that one. You mean the one that everybody says shouldn't be used for identification and all of a sudden everything changed? Now I feel like I've just been over and relinquished my Fourth Amendment rights. You thought I was going to say something else here on Feel Good Friday, right? Nope. Authorities in Peru have arrested a Peruvian national after he allegedly called in more than 150 bomb threats to schools, hospitals, synagogues, and airports across five American states. Oh, wow. Eddie Manuel Nunez Santos alleged threats spanned between September 15th and 21st of this year, causing massive disruptions, leading to flight delays, a hospital lockdown, 1,100 school children, and about 20 different schools being evacuated in Pennsylvania, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. And my question is, how come we didn't hear about it? Didn't make the mainstream media? Maybe it did locally, but it sure didn't nationally. I didn't hear about it, and I watch this stuff constantly. Greece has come up with a great idea how to use illegal migrants. Well, they're going to put 300,000 of them to work on public works projects to update the nation's infrastructure. Yep. Said while the government realizes putting illegals to work could incentivize further flows of migration into the country, the move would serve to benefit the country's aging infrastructure. Yeah, let's just let them go out and rebuild the Parthenon or whatever. Wow, that should be interesting. The UK, by the way, is demanding Ukraine, I should say, not UK. I was looking at UK, but there's more words to it than that. Ukraine is demanding a full EU membership. Full EU membership. EU. This is not NATO. It's EU. So don't confuse the two. They want to be part of the European Union. And they will not accept any substitute proposed by the incumbent member states who envision a tiered system of candidates. Nope. You make us a fully fledged member. Yep. Amazing. It's a unique country across the world that's paid such a huge price for its will to become a European Union member, according to a senior official, reiterating Kyiv's position on this interview published by Politico. Understand where that's coming from. It may be that that's what they're trying to achieve, but until it happens, don't hold your breath. 22 minutes after the hour of 7, talking about U.S. news and whatnot, Representative Comer is going to be subpoenaing bank records of Hunter and James Biden and all of their affiliated companies to see where the money came from. They're delving into that because the more they get to do it, the more they get to read these bank records and get more documentation, the closer they get to Daddy Joe and what he did and when he did it. So whatever the testimony is, you can bet it's affiliated political tit for tat. And of course, we got to hear Nancy Mace, Republican from South Carolina, during the proceedings yesterday, use the word bull, right? Referencing that it's a lie, and she chided Democrats and said, I don't want to hear any more of this. Biden didn't do anything. Yeah, so she started scolding them on the mic. See, this is what these people do, and we're paying them to get up there and stage this political theater. Isn't that wonderful? Makes you feel good, doesn't it? Knowing your tax dollars are going to a worthy purpose. Oh, my. All right. Trump, by the way, is not going to seek to get his Georgia election interference case transferred to federal court, according to his attorneys in a filing yesterday, 3 weeks after a judge rejected a similar attempt by the former president's White House chief of staff. That's Mark Meadows, by the way. They're not going to do it. It's a big waste of time. They want to get through this thing and beat it up and get it over with. And more political theater is happening in the state of Arizona. The state treasurer is stepping in as governor. Yeah, it's what she did. So understand that, you know, Governor Katie Hobbs had a short absence. And Arizona Treasurer Kimberly Yee announced her brief tenure as acting governor. Now, whatever. Everybody's looking at what happened in Arizona going, we still haven't gotten to the truth yet. Got it. Prosecutorial misconduct. That's what Sidney Powell, Trump attorney, yep, pro-Trump lawyer, facing trial in Georgia, one of Trump's co-defendants, accusing Fannie Willis's team of prosecutorial misconduct by failing to present exculpatory evidence in a 20-page motion filed Wednesday night Media just got a hold of it. And so she accused her prosecutors, in this case, of prosecutorial misconduct, seeking dismissal of the charges. And this 20-page motion includes nearly 200 pages of exhibits. Oh, you would love a 20-page motion the judge will get through. But when it comes to reading the exhibits, this judge is going to have a little bit of work cut out for him. Yeah. So Powell is accused of 7 state felony counts, right? Of course, she pleaded not guilty. Now, here's RFK Jr. as we get to the bottom of our U.S. news list here. Now, history does repeat itself, and I'll tell you why. The warning by RFK Jr. signals what just happened, because he said the next step of Ukraine war escalation is stationing the U.S. military advisors on the ground. He flagged a recent article by Foreign Affairs titled, "Why America Should Send Military Advisors to Ukraine. On-the-ground help will bolster Kyiv without risking escalation." To which RFK Jr. replied, "Have they forgotten Vietnam?" Yep. 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? You ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. Remember that? Yep. See, first comes military advisors. Now they're talking about reinstituting the draft because the military in the U.S. has fallen apart, sadly. Joint Chiefs of Staff, you know, thoroughly modern Mark Milley, he's stepping down as chairman. Yeah. He's going to one ceremony after another, patting himself on the back. Whatever, jerk. You're the one responsible for our military deteriorating. Yep. Yeah, they all want to dress up and drag and go. How's it going to work out in the field? Are they going to sashay out there with their guns waving back and forth? Yeah, making him a target. Oh, please, don't shoot me. I'm putting on my makeup. How's that going to work? They really made a debauchery of the military. Oh, you have to take the jab before you know. How many people are actually going to sign up? It's no wonder they want to institute the draft, because once they start sucking your sons and daughters into this Ukraine war, because American troops will eventually end up on the ground there. You know it. I know it. Advisors is just the start at the tip of the iceberg. And, you know, Milley, of course, he's going to disavow any knowledge of that, even though he was there when the idea of reinstituting the draft came out. They did this with Vietnam. They reinstituted the draft and started, all your sons and daughters went over there, 60 or 58,000 people, mostly men, some nurses, some women, died in Vietnam. For what? They didn't even know what they were there for. But the tie stick was good. It's Feel Good Friday, remember? Got to do something. Got to pump this story. You know, I'm just doing some cynical analysis here of this because I served during NAM. Well, there you have it. We're going to be back with economic news. It's not going to be as pretty as you think. Of course, you already expected that. We'll be back after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Encourage you to listen because there may be some new commercials there you haven't heard before. Stay with us. Be right back.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, might be 1 hour later where you are. Listening to the show might be an hour or 2 hours earlier. Never know. Depends on where you are. Phone lines, of course, are open at 844-769-2944. And, of course, the UAW is going to announce today how it plans to expand its strike against Detroit's three automakers, Ford, GM, and Stellantis, if they don't achieve any kind of movement in their talks, then they're going to expand the strike, right? Joseph Meyer, again, is going to be joining the Power Hour this coming Monday to talk about the auto worker strike and what kind of profound effect it's going to have. Meanwhile, speaking of striking, thousands of Las Vegas hospitality workers have voted to authorize a strike. Yeah, extravagance the Sin City is known for, but behind the scenes are tens of thousands who cook meals, mix drinks, clean the suites. And on Tuesday this week, they filled the Thomas and Mack Center at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, where members of both the Culinary Workers Union and its sister union, the Bartenders Union, voted by a 95% margin in favor of authorizing a strike if a new five-year labor deal is not reached. And, of course, this applies to 40 of the 60,000 members who make up the Culinary Workers and Bartenders Unions across the state, according to their press release. Wow. Imagine that. Jeff in North Carolina, good morning, sir. Thanks for holding.
Hey, no problem, Dave. Hope you have a good weekend. Awesome show, as usual. And since it is Feel Good Friday and you're hitting on some stuff, you know, you remember the Christian musician back in the day, Amy Grant, obviously, and how popular she was.
Married to Vince Gill, the country singer. Yeah, I think they're still married, as a matter of fact.
Yes, sir. I don't know if you knew this or not, but a few months back, her daughter or somebody that was related to her had a same-sex marriage, and she didn't step up and say nothing bad about it at all. In fact, she defended it. Did you know about that?
I had no idea. I wasn't paying a whole lot. I didn't even watch the Country Music Awards where Toby Keith got the Lifetime Achievement Award, and the guy seriously has lost a ton of weight. I didn't even watch that. My wife told me about it. I don't pay a whole lot of attention to what's going on in Nashville, because some of these things, Jeff, my wife is like, no, they're not woke. And I'm like, I don't know that. Half of the people that are producing this thing are. That's a problem, because Hollywood has got some involvement in it. So I have a real problem with a lot of what's on TV today. I just don't pay a whole lot of attention to it.
Well, I didn't even really know about that. I mean, I go on YouTube a lot, and I just found this out not too long ago. But, you know, she didn't even – this woke agenda is just really taken over, and then there's a lot of people that are professing Christianity that are just going right along with it. But here's the thing. This is what I was wanting to tell you about. There's a song that came out a few months ago. It was up on top of the Christian music charts. Now check this out. It was made by a drag person named Flamey Grant, imitating Amy Grant. Flamey Grant.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and the name of this song was done with another guy who's gone completely woke. He used to be in a Christian band, but the name of the song is "Boys Will Be Girls."
And I remember hearing about that one. Yeah.
Oh my God! Oh my God, Lord!
In your face. I mean, in your face, Jeff.
This is just a total meltdown. And these people that are professing Christianity are just going right along with this stuff. And I don't know. It really is mind blowing, because if you know the Word of God, obviously you do. You know what it says about, you know, transgender and all this other stuff. I mean, how can they go along with this stuff? You know what I'm saying?
Well, and you see, the Word also says that God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And that's the way it is. And these people, we already know that the Bible predicted the fact that there would be an apostasy and a falling away. The Greek word apostasis means to fall away. And that's what the Bible says. It's going to happen. There is nothing in history that says anybody reaches out to stop it. Because, see, Jeff, you and I both know God gives us free will. Now we can either walk in love or walk in weirdness. And if that's the case, the reprobate mind sticks. Nothing I can do about it. Can't judge. God does the judging. And the day he does the judging, I feel sorry for a lot of these people. It's not on me to judge. It's on them. I can walk in love, and I can say, look, you guys do what you want to do, but please just keep it indoors. Keep it. Just stay in your house and do it. Don't go out prating around in front of children, exposing them to this insanity, this satanic ritualism. Don't stop it. You know, God is going to hold you accountable. Okay. You know, Mark clearly says that. Mark clearly says that. Talking about the
book. Hey, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. But one more thing here before I get off here, Dave. You know, you were just hitting on the military and Millie, you know. Do you think it's possible, and I had read some stuff not long ago about this, about a draft being instituted. Do you see that coming down possibly? And I'll get off your day.
I sure do.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. You too. You too. Here's the thing. Here's the thing about the draft. And I thank you for bringing that up, because the whole time during the break, I was sitting there pondering this whole thing. How's that going to work? Because, see, they want everybody vaccinated. And so if they can put conscription forward, these people that they draft will have no choice but to get vaccinated. Well, you're going to a foreign country, so you must be vaccinated. You will not have a choice. If your number comes up, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy playing that as loud as you can play it is not going to help. Yeah, because even the Andrews sisters talked about that up in the draft. And there you go. Yep, here, just take this little shot. And see, when they give you the shot, it goes by air blast into the arm. That's how they inject vaccines into the military. You walk up, you stand in line, you put your shoulder up there, and they put an air gun up there, and boom, into it goes. And if you move and jerk your arm, it rips your skin open because of the pain. I mean, it's an instant, it's bigger than a pinprick, trust me. But you see, when they conscript you, you stand there and you're forced to raise your hand and swear to the Constitution of the United States. And then when you get there, they inject you with this garbage. That's not informed consent. That's by force. And again, what RFK Jr. just said about the idea of conscription to go fight a war in Ukraine head-to-head with Russia, I don't know that it's going to get that far. They may try to institute the draft, but I just don't see it's going to get that far. And if you've got young kids that are of draft age, which is 18 to 24, and oh, they're of reproductive age, there won't be a population. You see, there's a nefarious motive somewhere. Adam Data makes the news again. This is a leading curator of land, property, and real estate data that actually supplies RealtyTrack with its stuff when they want to report about foreclosures and whatnot. Adam is reporting that home affordability is getting even tougher across the U.S. during this third quarter as home prices and mortgage rates continue to go up. Wow. Boy, it's going to be really tough to even find places to rent, because anybody that's got anything to do with real estate right now, 99% of the counties around the nation reported about this. Median price single family homes and condos are less affordable compared to historical averages around the nation with enough data to analyze. You see, now what happens is when the home prices go up, people have two choices. And we'll ask Joseph Meyer about that too. We're not just going to talk about what the auto workers are doing. We're going to talk about your home prices too. I'm going to get into all of this stuff. Joseph's got a pulse on it. So that's why I want you to tune in on Monday. The deal with this is that when inventory shrinks, they can command more. It becomes a seller's market. All right. When inventory is enlarged and everybody's selling, oh, it's a good time to sell. Let's put it on the market. Then it becomes a buyer's market. Understand, this is how the cycles work. I've been in real estate. Trust me. I've studied consumer real estate law for better part of a decade and written books about it. So I can tell you with a certainty, this is how, after studying economics in college, this is how it works. It's cyclical. That means that there will come a point in time, and it could be that everybody's waiting to do anything, which is why property is not selling right now. There's not really a glut. But see, what this is doing to, in some markets, home prices are actually dropping because people want to liquidate and get out. They're trying to downsize and move to more affordable digs because they're having a hard time paying the bills in the current place they're living. And this is what we call a choke point, and it's deliberate. And Costco, don't know if you heard about this, but members only got to buy from their online inventory of gold bars sold for anywhere from $1,949 to $1,979, respectively, according to Business Insider, air shipped via UPS Insured Service. And like I said, both bars are member only items. You got to be a member there. Got to pay $60 a year for standard membership, executive membership, $120. And they just sold out online. Two per member. Yeah, according to Costco. Oh, by the way, which today is going to start this $29 health service. Wow, to its members. I wonder how that's going to work. Yeah, and you walk in all these pharmacies like Walmart and whatever other place and get your vaccination here. They're woke. And they've got a whole list of vaccinations they'll give you, including COVID. And you got to wonder, out of all the vaccines they've got, flu vaccine, shingles vaccine, whatever, MMR, DPT, doesn't matter. You just pick your acronym. Doesn't matter. Bet you they all got mRNA in them. Huh, you going to find out? You want to go find out? You going to go capitulate and go get the jab? Any one of them could have mRNA in it. Are you willing to take that chance? You got to start using your critical thinking here. What are your chances of getting the flu this year? You don't get out much. I hate to say you're a shut-in because you do need to get out and commingle with nature. I plan on doing a lot of swimming over the weekend. The U.S. is suing Tesla over alleged pervasive radical abuse against black voters. Or black workers. Excuse me. This election thing's got me going here. No, it's against black workers. Unspecified damages, compensation, and an order that Tesla curb racism. Oh, it's at the plant in California. Oh, that makes sense. It's a blue state. That's why they're suing Tesla. The United States is suing Tesla. That's why it's happening. Okay. Yeah. Harassment of pervasive racial harassment of black workers at its flagship California car factory. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They're all complaining. And so the lawsuit got filed. Yep. And it, of course, according to them, this has been going on since 2015 or more. I'll move on to the health category here in just a bit. We'll move to the phone lines, 844-769-2944. Kevin in Ohio, how are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Dave. Oh, good. Hope you are.
I'm doing great.
You really made me, you make me chuckle inside about the draft.
Yeah.
Back in 69, so when I was doing AIT, as a medic, I can remember all the gigs the guys were doing or drafted. And I was in a wooden barracks, and one guy, when a CQ would come up, and there were only two or three of us on this floor, when a CQ would come up at 10 o'clock and do a bed check, this guy would be naked, crawling around in the rafters in his old World War II barracks with a sheet on him, bouncing around.
Oh, my.
Naked as a jaybird.
Oh, my.
Show up in the morning, or, you know, every formation with rose-colored glasses, no tie and shoes, no buttons. So when it comes to draft, I don't think the people today would go ahead and take a shot. I don't even think they'd go in. They go to the stockade.
Yeah, they go to the stockade, but the bigger problem is what happens inside the stockade that nobody knows about. That's my problem. We're just getting, Kevin, late breaking news in here that Dianne Feinstein, according to the Daily Caller, has died at the age of 90. This is Senator Dianne Feinstein from California. We are now hearing has passed away, just so you know.
Had
to get the word out. Daily Caller just flashed across my screen, so I get informed as time progresses. So go ahead, continue. Crawling around the Raptors naked. He's trying to get a discharge. He's getting a medical discharge. What he wants. You know.
Yeah.
You remember,
yeah.
Kevin? You remember his the guy? What was his name?
His name was McCarthy, by the way. Anyway.
Kevin, I got a good one for you. You remember the guy? You're in the military like me. You'd appreciate this one. Guy goes in. And he's walking all over the place, lifting up stuff, and he's looking, lifts up his mattress. That's not it. Looking around the room, goes over to the CQ's desk, lifts up a stack of papers. Nope, that's not it. I mean, everywhere he goes, the mess line, lifts up a plate. That's not it. So they deemed him to be a little psychotic. So they went ahead and had him tested and deemed that he was fit for a medical discharge. And they handed him his paperwork and he went, that's it.
Did you read the article about the Chinese being able to build Navy ships at 230 times faster than the United States?
I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Yeah, it's quite a report. It just appeared in the last couple of days, and they'll be able to field a fleet that will be able to invade us later on.
Uh-huh. Why do I have that feeling? I have that feeling. Yeah. They got to have a fleet in order to transport the 20 million man army over here. And then it's incumbent. Yeah, go ahead.
A quick one. People were talking, or you're talking about hemorrhoids yesterday or the other day. And from this
are we talking about chlamydia Harris again? Yeah.
No. No, about a cure, something's helpful. I've never really had that problem except one time some years ago, and I looked up in Western Price book, Natural Remedies. Take a couple cloves of garlic and just scratch the outside of them and use them as suppositories. I had one starting to develop one time. I did that, in 2 days it was gone.
Interesting. Garlic.
Yeah, a garlic clove or two, just use it like a suppository. It really works.
Wow. Amazing. Garlic suppository.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll never know.
Feel good Friday, dear Kevin.
It's all just nothing. Yeah.
I'll give you that. It's better than Prep H, right?
They'll never have any trouble finding another Democrat out there to replace that witch. So I'll let you go.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Oh, man. I'm telling you, it's just getting crazier by the minute. Once again, we just told you Dianne Feinstein is reportedly passed away at the age of 90. Are you going to bury her gun with her? Yeah, this is one that says you can't have a gun, but I can. Yeah. Yep. Only for me, not for thee. Yeah, she's a gun control nut for sure. Well, it was. This is what the reports are indicating right now. Well, this is big news because now Gavin Newsom does he get to appoint somebody else to take her place? Oh, God, the shift show continues in D.C., folks. Yeah, Daily Caller, first one to get it out of the gate. Now all the major networks and everybody else are going to be blasting over and giving her kudos and accolades about how wonderful a person she was. And yeah, okay. This is what is just, you can expect it. Just don't try not to vomit watching television. Moving on to the health category at 52 minutes after the hour. Hopefully we're going to get Chris Skates joining us at the top of the hour here. Let's see, in the health category, that's what we were talking about. How do your kidneys influence blood pressure? Do you know they do? 46% of American adults suffer from high blood pressure, affected by circulating blood volume and blood vessel constriction, both of which are regulated by what? Your kidneys. Research data demonstrates that high levels of uric acid cleared through your kidneys may increase your risk of gout and kidney stones and raise your blood pressure. Vitamin D, of course, helps protect against early kidney disease and therefore helps prevent high blood pressure commonly associated with kidney disease. So getting an accurate blood pressure measurement, critical to making decisions about treatment, controlling your blood pressure. Oh, good night. Yeah, Strauss Kidney Support, plant-based kidney health, oil of black seed and black seed plus capsules, Hyperease, and Blockbuster All Clear. You can get them at the Power Mall, and they are going to help with your kidneys. These are all natural stuff that we point a finger at and say, you know what, this might be a good idea to try. Can't give medical advice, but we sure can try to point you in the right direction so you can make informed decisions, which obviously with the vaccines, they didn't give you that. And at some point, we've all been scolded by a dentist to cool it on the sugar intake. candy, soda, fruit juices, gum, all this other, too much sugar equals cavities, right? So what you eat plays a role in your oral health, and as it turns out, eating more fiber may protect your gums. So we've got a story on there, on our email blast, talking about fiber intake and periodontal disease, a.k.a. gum disease. And of course, there are four simple hacks to help you meet your healthy eating goals. Snack on less junk food. Focus your willpower on the grocery store, not your home. So that means what I try to do is eat healthy before I go to the store, so I'm not buying all that. Eat less sugar. Instead of deprive, think delay or decrease in delight. Portion your snacks. Space them out. Get exercise. Eat healthier meals. Plan ahead of time. Eat more organic, humanely raised food. There you go. We got lists for you right here on the Power Hour. In our email blast, you can access that. I hope you do. Hopefully, we're going to get Chris Gates on the phone after the top of the hour break here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger, thank you for staying with us. We'll be right back.
Designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.